Hello, L.A. Anger Middle School Cougar Band. This is Delaine Chapman from Florida Atlantic University. I'd like to welcome you to the Florida Bandmasters Association Music Performance Assessment for Concert Bands. We are at Riverview High School, and today is March the 12th, and you are set to play at 8 o'clock p.m. Looks like you're going to be performing for us the St. Petersburg March, Nettleton, and Tales of a Medieval Warrior. I know you've been preparing long and hard with your director, and I'm sure he has prepared you quite well for this performance. I am looking forward to hearing you perform tonight, and I want to wish you the very best of luck. You are not quite out on stage yet, but we'll be back with you when you are ready to go. Great tempo. All right, great attention to dynamics there. You kind of have to decide about your articulation if you're going to want it in a march style or if you're going to want it a little bit more legato, and then it's decide on that. I hear some of the low voices playing a little bit more separated maybe. Deep da-da. Percussion, you might want to back off a little bit. It's a little heavy. Yeah, you got to really hear that before you play that, right? Good job, trumpets. Yeah, as you play these shorter pitches, let's have the bass line a little bit louder. Deet-da-da-da. Let's make sure we're very precise on that. See, here again, there's an articulation situation in the middle of 73. Da-da-da-da. It all sounds legato out here. Yeah, horns, make sure you're playing B natural. And saxophone C sharp. So that last note, we got to make sure we come in together on that last note, which means you all have to start looking up right on that fortissimo on 101. Just watch him, right? He's giving you exactly how much he wants to slow down and measure 103. So you need to make sure you're watching that do, do, do. And it seems like there's a slight little pause before the fermata, which is fine. He can do what he wants with that, but you have to watch him and don't anticipate it and come in early. Right, we want to really make sure that we're not anticipating coming in early. I think I would have liked to have heard a lot more tuba, a lot more low, right? And so that balance triangle is a little bit better shaped in the end right down there, right? So we can hear a lot more of the tubas, and then everybody sort of listens down and puts their sound into the tuba, right? And that'll kind of help for a better overall band sonority. All right, next up is the Nettleton. And keep listening, flutes. Oh, make sure we're precise at measure 7 percussion. Blow through that second and third clarinet, a lot of air, and blow through that. Horns, you can never play too loud in that line right there. Just sing that melody out. Remember, your bell is facing the opposite direction, and open up that hand and just blow. It'll be beautiful. All right, careful on that G, clarinets. You know that's a wonky note on clarinet. Watch that release on the half note in measure 24. All right, good attempt at shaping that line, trumpets. Nice diminuendo in 28. Careful, second and third clarinet on that E up in that range. Good watching there. Nice job. No, I'm not. Good job, oboe. You're doing a nice job there. I was saying about the vibes. I'm not sure about the mallet choice there. Sounds a little harsh out here, that's all. Okay, now don't clip that last note off, horn. A good entrance trumpet. I think I'd hold that fermata a little bit longer just to give everybody a chance to balance the chord, play in tune, you know, try to tune it up a little bit, kind of get it settled. Careful, let's keep it together. Sound like 64 and 65, we start to pull apart the tempo a little bit. I think bells, one of the hardest things to do is to play the bells and look up at the conductor at the same time because you might hit the wrong bar, and I understand that, but you got to see him out of the corner of your eye. This is not a short man who's standing in front of you. You can see him, but you have to key into that. See that fermata right there was a beautiful length. So it is your responsibility, guys. When he sits on that fermata like that, you've got to make sure that you are tuning it and listening carefully. Don't just sit there and not change anything. Really listen. Watch that release there at the end of 79. All right, some really nice stuff. All right. So, yeah, just a few points in here to think about. The fermata at 58 wasn't as long as the last one. I'm sorry, the second to the last one, 75, right? And you get a chance to do something with it, right? So it's y'all's responsibility when he holds those for a long time. You have to make sure that you're taking care of business with that, right? Don't just sit on it and certainly don't stare at the note, right? You know to look up at him. So there are a few spots where we were imprecise in our either our entrances or our releases, but not very many with our releases. And the imprecise entrances really started to happen with percussion a little bit. So you got to really make sure that you're watching very, very, very carefully with that whole thing, right? And that'll be helpful. That section back at 29 where the cymbal was scraping down or in that whole section right in there, that was nicely done as well. But make sure that we're always listening and that our intonation, especially to who has our same parts, and that'll be very, very helpful when it comes to intonation. All right, next we have Tales of a Medieval Warrior. Be careful of your note length. This is kind of this is a little bit choppier than I think is written, because these are long, these are quarter notes and they have long accents on them. Okay. Right, and see now the horns and the saxes come in playing the notes a little bit longer. So we got to agree on an articulation and a note length, don't we? Dee-da-da! Forte piano crescendo. All right, we got to do more crescendo in the winds. Percussion, I know we're going to hear you. There's no question about that, right? But winds, we got to hear that whole note tied to the quarter note. Make sure we hear that eighth note. And when we crescendo together, so there's still that same great blend you had in measure in the first measure of that. Da-da. Listen, tune carefully, trumpets. Listen carefully on those chords, the F to the A. Da-da. Let's bring those eighth notes out in that little line. Whenever you have the half note, dotted quarter, eighth, let's bring that out. Let's make sure we can hear that chord on the release, too. Nice job on that forte piano. And get out of the way on measure 9 and 10 so we can hear that ba-bee-bum-ba-bum. Try not to rush that percussion. The three eighth notes that are beamed together, don't squish those together. Put some space there. Note length at the end of the phrase. Dotted quarter and dotted half notes are being chopped up. Yeah, I'd like to hear a lot more horn here. I mean, you obviously have good players. Play out. Ooh, listen. Listen carefully. Make sure you adjust. All right. So when you have da-da-da-da and you're a timpani player and you try to kill the and you try to kill the note, what tends to happen is it sounds like an extra beat. So you go da-da-da-da, slap. All right, so be real careful not to do that, okay? So this last ending here, the forte piano crescendo, dee-da-dee, right in that section, right in there, we got to hear that rhythmic part of that, right? That's why the forte piano is written, so we can hear that rhythmic part. And for the most part, we did hear that, but we can't rush that, so be real, real careful that we keep the same pulse going with that, all right? A lot of this, when it starts with that feel of, let me see where that, the biggest part of that starts at. Any time where the percussion at the bottom have da-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum, that's kind of like the rhythmic part of this whole thing. That's the glue that holds all of this together. So we kind of have to hear that coming through, especially in the winds whenever you have that. And that's the three eighth notes and then the quarter note and the eighth note, or backwards, right? Quarter note, eighth note, then the three eighth notes beam together. Dee-da-da-da-da-dee-da-da-da-da-dee-da-da-da-da. Whenever you have that, whether it's in percussion or winds, we have to hear that. Except for percussion, you can't play louder than the winds. All right, so just be aware of that as well. You guys are trying to figure out how to put your stands down right now, and that's the noise that you hear in the background. So I think that you're getting ready to go to the sight reading room. So anyway, your overall performance, I thought you did a nice job. You obviously have a good teacher. I hope you thank him for all the work that he's having you guys put in, and he's guiding you through. So you're very fortunate to have a good teacher standing in front of you like that. But there are some of these fundamental things that you have to fix, and one of the major ones is note length. You've got to make sure that you hold the note out for the proper value, because when you don't, what that does is that kind of compromises the phrasing, and it puts these big gaps in the middle of the music. And once the big gaps get put in the middle of the music, that means the musical line now is interrupted. So it kind of tumbles from there, from that point, all right? You're taking big breaths, you're blowing, you're playing some good stuff in terms of fundamental sound, band sound and sonority. I always want more tuba, and I definitely want more horn, especially if they're good horns. All right, so just kind of be aware of that. Okay. For the most part, I think that, like I said, I think you guys are doing a fine job with that. Just kind of take care of some of those finer points for an even better performance. All right, guys. Well, I really enjoyed your performance today. I hope some of these comments are helpful to you, and I'd like to thank you for coming out and playing for us.